I was.
Then there's no problem, is there? Said Scrimgeour. Well, as long as Shacklebolt's work continues to be, excellent, said the Prime Minister lamely, but Scrimgeour barely seemed to hear him. Now, about Herbert Chorley, your junior minister, he continued, the one who's been entertaining the public by impersonating a duck.
What about him? Asked the Prime Minister.
He has clearly reacted to a poorly performed imperious curse, said Scrimgeour. It saddled his brains, but it could still be dangerous.
He's only quacking, said the Prime Minister weakly. Surely a bit of a rest. Maybe go easy on the drink.
A team of healers from St. Mungo's Hospital for Magical Maladies and Injuries are examining him as we speak. So far, he has attempted to strangle three of them, said Scrimgeour. I think it best that we remove him from Muggle society for a while.
Well, he'll be all right, won't he? Said the Prime Minister anxiously.
Scrimgeour merely shrugged, already moving back toward the fireplace.
Well, that's really all I had to say. I will keep you posted of developments, Prime Minister, or at least I shall probably be too busy to come personally, in which case I shall send Fudge here. He has consented to stay on in an advisory capacity.
Fudge attempted to smile, but was unsuccessful. He merely looked as though he had a toothache. Scrimgeour was already rummaging in his pocket for the mysterious powder that turned the fire green. The Prime Minister gazed hopelessly at the pair of them for a moment. Then the words he had fought to suppress all evening burst from him at last.
But for heaven's sake, you're wizards! You can do magic! Surely you can sort out, well, anything!
Scrimgeour turned slowly on the spot and exchanged an incredulous look with Fudge, who really did manage a smile this time as he said kindly,
The trouble is, the other side can do magic too, Prime Minister.
And with that, the two wizards stepped, one after the other, into the bright green fire and vanished.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.